Well, Coach, another season almost here.
It's hard to believe with this 80-degree weather. It doesn't necessarily feel like it, but ready or not, here we go.
Well, as you start practice, what are your main concerns? What are you looking for most from your team to get ready for that November 15th opener?
Well, first, we've had a great fall. This group has really impressed me with their work ethic. They love the process. It's guys, as you walk through the Shirk Center, probably more guys out on the courts just shooting and working on their games on their own than ever before. And so it really gets your juices flowing. I'm really looking forward to working with this group. You know, we've got 10 new players on the roster. So, you know, one of the biggest things is getting everybody acclimated to each other. There's going to be a lot of teaching going on, trying to get the new guys up to speed with the returning guys in terms of how we play and some of the fundamentals and things that we emphasize. So that is going to be the major emphasis these first two or three weeks.
In addition to those that were included in those 10 newcomers are a couple of transfers. First, let's start with the one that's drawn some attention in the last couple of weeks in Alex O'Neill, a 6'8", a big man coming from Peoria.
Yeah, we recruited very hard in high school. And, you know, he ended up going a different path his first couple years of college. But we're very excited to have him in our program now. He's a perfect fit for our campus. Our guys fit in immediately with those guys. And looking forward to coaching him, he gives us, you know, with the graduation of Trevor Sebring, he gives us a big athletic guy that can run. In high school, I tell you, he's really skilled, soft hands, and really looking forward to working with him here in a week.
And he started, of course, at Creighton as a preferred walk-on, then went to a Division II school before landing at Wesleyan. And Zach Knobloch, who was a tremendous three-point shooter in high school and then went on to Wisconsin-Whitewater, now here at Wesleyan.
Well, you know, going back to Alex, you know, he was 2'10 in high school. He goes to Creighton, and he's on a strength and conditioning program. You know, at Creighton, they're lifting 6 days a week. He's at 240 now. And so, you know, I'm anxious to see what the 240-pound Alex O'Neill does, you know, with the added strength from 2 years of college. And then Zach is, you know, certainly he has a plus skill that is really unique. He's an elite shooter. He made 176 threes his junior year of high school, which is a state record. And, again, you know, I'm anxious to coach him. And I think he's a natural fit, how we like to get up and down the floor, how we like to utilize a three-point shot. You know, he's a great addition as well.
Transfers can be quick impact players for programs, and we've seen that at several other schools in the CCIW in recent years, Elmhurst, Carthage. With these two here, is that becoming more of a trend from what you've seen in Division III basketball? And I guess there are probably pros and cons to that. You get the talent that could have an immediate impact, but it also may seem like you never stop recruiting.
Yeah, you know, it's an epidemic at the Division I level. Guys are moving around, and we have not seen that a lot in the Division III level in the time I've been here, except recently. And I think you look up and down the rosters of everybody in the CCIW, and there are some transfers on each of those rosters, and I don't know if that's a trend or if that's just something that has happened in the last couple of years. You're right in the sense that, you know, that there's good and bad in that. You know, we have traditionally not had very many. I think you and I were trying to think about in the last 10 years we may have had two transfers before. I think the key for us is being a right fit. Typically we recruit high school kids and they're here 4 years. You know, Zach and Alex are unique because we recruited them in high school, so we got to know them at that stage. And I think through their other experiences, they realized this was the better fit. So, and I think that's made their transition a lot easier, knowing that they had been acclimated to Illinois Wesleyan a little bit prior to then.
And North Central, of course, has had a couple of transfers who have helped them have great success. So, looking at the conference as a whole, you have a team last year in Augustana that goes all the way to the championship game. They were the third best team in the conference last season, and nearly all of the key players on all those top teams are back. So is this going to be the toughest year that the CCIW has ever been?
I think I've been quoted as saying that in past years, but I really mean it this year, Eric. I do think it's from top to bottom, the league is going to be highly competitive. When you're talking about, you know, Augustana that played in the national championship game, and they've got four starters back plus probably seven of their top nine guys. North Central has the majority of their team back, and they get Connor Raritan back from an injury. You know, those two teams will clearly be in the top 10, if not the top five preseason polls. But then you look at, you know, other schools in Wheaton and Carthage, Elmhurst, that are going to be really competitive as well. So it's going to shape up, as usual, in the CCIW. It's going to be a dogfight every night.
Looking at your roster, of course, you know, the depth is there. You get Alex to help with the front court, but the back court is, of course, very deep. How do you see that playing out, and how do you figure out where everyone's role is at this point?
Well, we have some returning guys from last year that gained some valuable experience and I think had some success. You've got Brady Rose and Colin Bennett, Nick Coleman, to name a few that played key roles last year. And that experience, I think, will be invaluable. I like our overall. I think we're going to be a team that's going to be able to put different lineups on the floor. We have a number of guys that are very versatile players that can play multiple positions. I think you can envision us at this stage having teams that are having a group on the floor that all between 6'3 and 6'6, or we've got potential of going really big when you start adding a Tyler Burdine, Alex O'Neill. We've got returning Jalen Beasley. You know, we're expecting big things from Jalen. Miles Curry was a freshman that got valuable time. I think we probably are a little more athletic than we've been in recent years and have very versatile players that are going to give us an opportunity in the preseason to try to figure out exactly what combinations to play.
Is that the main thing that you're looking for in the preseason in practice, or is there a missing piece to the puzzle that you're trying to find?
Well, I don't think there's a missing piece. As I look at our roster, I'm very optimistic and encouraged by the talent level, the athleticism that we have. It is going to be the puzzle piece is trying to figure out how to fit it all together. I think we have several players that will be competing for playing time. We traditionally play 8, 9, or 10 guys depending on the year, and I think our depth overall is probably as good as it's been. And so kind of sorting out, you know, those playing rotations and what combinations. You know, you've got several guys that can play the 1 or the 2, several guys that can play the 3 and the 4. So trying to figure out which groups play best together and where players are going to be most effective we'll use in the offseason or here in the early going.
Good problem to have, I guess.
It absolutely is. I love our roster. I love the guys on the team. They are really excited to get going, which gets the coaches excited about getting going as well.
No question. We'll look forward to it. Best of luck. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric.